Supply.com.
Live, coast to coast, and all around the world via GCNlive.com. The name of the program is America Tonight. My name is Bob Long, filling in for your regular host, Kate Delaney, who is taking a very deserved night off and handing the reins over to me. I am broadcasting from my humble studios here in suburban Boston. Matt is my producer extraordinaire at Master Control in Minnesota, and you are where you are, anywhere in North America or around the world, and you can dial us up at 855-266-5283. We've been talking about lots of things. If you've been with us in the first few hours of the program, we talked about an immigrant who came to the U.S. and was a great American inspiration and success story. We've also talked to a Major League Baseball player, now broadcaster, about his life in the major leagues, a rock and roll photographer who has really made the center points of his life being basically girls and taking pictures of famous rock and roll songs. Not a bad life if it's up your alley. Tom Weschler definitely has done it right. And of course, we've been polling you about some interesting things, including a question that I threw out in the previous hour of the broadcast, and that is, if you had your wish to be a professional athlete, and many people have this secret fantasy, which professional sport would you prefer to be part of? Would you like to be a professional baseball player, a professional hockey player, professional football player, professional basketball player, or perhaps you're a professional golfer, professional tennis star, an Olympian? The Olympics are going to be firing up at London not that far off from now during the month of July. Which would be your preference and why? And also, I'll add to the ante, and I'll throw out another general question that we'd love to hear from you. And if you don't feel like calling us up, you can email me at bob@boblongradio.com. Your favorite athlete of all time. Who is your favorite athlete or athletes of all time? You can go way, way back in time to Ty Cobb and Babe Ruth, or you can go right up to 2012 and talk about LeBron or somebody else from the NBA or Tom Brady from the NFL or whatever is your pleasure. We'd love to hear from you. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, I haven't done issues of the day kind of politics in a while, but figured we should spend some time here on the show talking about some of the things going on with the economy. And certainly the economy continues to not be in a good place. Being a radio geek that I am, I can tell you that the radio industry has never seen so many challenges as it presently does in 2012, both with advertising and emerging new media. Matter of fact, a lot of veteran radio broadcasters are stepping down from their profession and either retiring or moving on to other things. What do you think about the state of the economy, the state of the job market? The job market, I believe, is the unemployment figures are between 8% and 9%. Some people say it's more like 15% because lots of people have just plain given up. They've given up looking for work. But I can tell you firsthand, you know, I know in my household here, my income is significantly down from what it was just a couple of years ago, and yet I'm working more hours than I've ever worked before. What is the story in your particular situation? 855-266-5283. President Obama recently had some interesting things to say on both the economy and tax cuts. Let's listen in now.
So far, all we've heard are additional tax cuts to the folks who are doing fine, as opposed to taking steps that would actually help deal with the weaknesses in the economy and promote the kind of economic growth that we would all like to see.
He got into trouble, of course, over the last couple of days, a little faux pas, a little misspeak, when he alluded to the fact that the private sector of the economy was doing quite well. And, of course, the Republican side of the fence had a great backlash. And other folks have chimed in with their thoughts about tax cuts. Matt, who have we got for another contributor here on the... We got John Boehner with his thoughts on tax cuts and the economy.
We would have a moratorium on regulations and extend all of the current tax rates. We would free employers, provide more certainty for them, and to go out and begin to hire the American people.
And that's what we need to do to really get this economy going again. You know, there used to be a time when this country was a great manufacturer, but nowadays, so many plants, if you travel to Michigan and other areas of the Midwest, you see so many empty buildings, so many unemployed workers, people that used to be building materials and manufacturing goods. Most of those jobs have been shipped overseas. And also in my own realm of automobiles and automotive journalism, some of the hottest car markets in the world are the so-called emerging markets, places like China and India. But one little dirty secret from China: China is the number one right now automotive market in the world, because for the first time, regular Chinese folks are able to purchase automobiles. But all these companies that are doing business over there, and that includes General Motors, it includes Ford, it includes Volkswagen, it includes just about all the major players in the automotive realm, they have to partner with a Chinese company in order to open a plant there. And so they're kind of giving away American technology, American ingenuity, American know-how. And I don't know, but the last time I checked, China was still a communist country, so I just don't quite understand. I know, you know, capitalism is great, but, you know, these emerging markets are wonderful for these new, for these companies reaching out into these new markets and bringing vehicles into places where they never were sold before. But I don't like the fact that a lot of these manufacturing jobs have been shifted over there. And I also don't like, for security reasons, that a lot of America's high technology, computing technology, is being mandatorily given to Chinese companies. China doesn't have a superpower military right now, but you know, if they continue to get cooperation from all these American companies, European auto manufacturers, Japanese auto manufacturers, you know, pretty soon they're going to have lots of additional technologies right there in their country that they didn't have a decade ago. So I don't see it as a particularly good thing. What do you think at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283? I think we need to bring more jobs back here to the U.S. I think we need to encourage more manufacturing here in the U.S. And I embrace and really hats off to a lot of local businesses, small businesses that are making a point to just sell American-made products. But guess what? It's hard to find them, so we got to do something about it. We'll talk more economics, and we're going to have some more fun straight ahead right here as America Tonight continues. My name is Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney. Don't go away.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is America Tonight, and that's a good bumper because the American government here, we need to get back in the black here financially. This country definitely is running in the red, and something needs to be done about it. Tax cuts, are they going to help? What do you think about the state of the economy? What do you think about the shift of manufacturing to foreign countries? Do you think that we should bring more manufacturing back here to the U.S.? And we also have that fun question out there about your favorite all-time professional athlete or athletes, and if you could be a professional player, which sport would you be involved with? Let's go to Thomas, listening in Michigan. Tomas, welcome to America Tonight. Hello there, Tomas.
Hey, how you doing, man? You know, if I was going to be a sports person, I'd like to be able to play whenever I wanted to. So it might be boxing or tennis or golf or something like that, you know.
So no set schedule, like if you're a boxer, you can set your matches and you don't have to worry about that multiple games per week, that kind of thing?
Right, right. You're on your own boss, you know.
True, yeah, capitalism. That makes sense.
Capitalism. I think that it's interesting that you're talking about this because Romney is the only one out there who's been talking the talk about getting tough with China.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, how are we going to get tough with China? I mean, you have Apple, which is, you know, bringing in all types of taxes into the federal government. But, you know, they're getting their work done by communist slave labor in China. Yeah, did you see that special on that giant factory? It's got like 100,000 people in it, and they can't leave. And
Yeah, I did see that. You know, it's pretty shocking, isn't it?
It's insane. You know, but you don't hear anybody complain about that because they're the ones, companies like that, are still paying taxes to the federal government. So if you get tough with the you know, these companies, they're going to say, well, we'll just move, you know, to Indonesia or something, and you won't get any taxes. And what does the federal government do then?
Yeah.
I'd like to ask that question, because I really don't have a real good answer to that.
Well, you're in Michigan, and no other state I can think of off the top of my head has been hit harder in recent years with the loss of jobs in the automotive aftermarket and other manufacturing facilities. It certainly has hit home in your state of Michigan, Tomas. Did we lose him? We may have lost him. Looks like we may have lost him, but he brought up a lot of good comments there, and we'd love to hear more at 855-266-5283. Should we get tough with China, as Romney is proposing, or, you know, should we allow them to go untethered? You know, I'm all for capitalism. I'm all for American companies making money in other countries, but I'm not for the exportation of American technology and know-how. I don't think it's good for national security. I mean, there's a lot of cartoons every now and then put out in various publications that shows the entire world is going to be owned by China, because this country already owns like $1 billion in debt to the Chinese government. And this is a country with many millions of more people than the United States. The population of the United States, I believe, is about 350 million. China's population is some three or four times that, at least. And, you know, they want to become the world superpower. Back in the 1950s and 60s and 70s, it was Russia, the former USSR, and America. Those were the two predominant superpowers. There was the big Cold War. It was the worry of whether one of the two companies was going to push the button and it was going to be Armageddon. Now we have the worries of Asia being the problem area. The other problem that's going to affect the United States with these emerging countries and the selling of automobiles and other technology is oil. The price of oil is only going to go up, gasoline in particular, because, you know, China, when you go back 20 or 30 years ago, the only people who had cars in China were the members of the Communist Party. Now they're selling cars to regular folks in China, and the automakers are having a ball with it. Matter of fact, the Buick division of General Motors would not be alive today if it wasn't for China. When it was reorganized under federal bankruptcy here in the United States, they took a look at the different General Motors divisions, and they saw that Buick was the number one brand in China. And so they decided, well, we can't kill off Buick then. We got to kill off Pontiac. We'll keep Buick because, you know, they're doing so well in China. And, you know, that's great for General Motors, but I don't know if it's so great for the United States. This country has certainly changed a lot in the last 20 years, and I wouldn't say necessarily for the better. But that's my opinion. What's your opinion? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We'd love to hear your solution to the economy, to the job problem. Tax cuts, are they a viable solution to pumping up the economy? What do you think should be done? What is your personal opinion? If you are sitting in the Oval Office, or if you are a member of Congress and you were putting together a bill to put before the president, what would be some of the things that you would put in that bill to help bolster up this country? Because in my opinion, this country needs a whole lot of bolstering up. When I go up and down suburban Boston here and I see store after store after store for lease, for lease, for lease, for lease, that's all you see. When you go around here in this neck of the woods, too, even though it hasn't been as affected as certain other areas of the country, real estate values, I mean, houses that sold for X hundreds of thousands of dollars 3 or 4 years ago are now selling at $200,000 or $300,000, that price. And to me, that's not good for anybody. It's not good for the banks. It's not good for the mortgage people. And it's certainly not good for the folks who are in the position of holding a mortgage and having financial troubles. Our telephone number, 855-266-5283. You're listening to America Tonight on the GCN Network. GCNlive.com is our website. You could find all kinds of cool things there. You can check out archives of America Tonight with Kate Delaney. You could listen on demand to Kate anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, of course, you can check out Kate's website. She's got a great website as well, and it's all linked right off America Tonight at GCNlive.com. We've got a number of polling questions out there and looking for your answers. A couple of like questions here in the realm of professional athletics. We're wondering, who's your favorite all-time athlete? Now, for me, I would have to, you know, break it down by individual sport, because when I was growing up, I was a real sports nut. Again, I tend to go back in time and look at some of the great players of yesterday rather than some of the great players of today. If you could play in any major league sport, whether it be baseball, whether it be hockey, whether it be football, basketball, if you could be a soccer star, if you could be a tennis star, golf star, if you could be in the Olympics, imagine what it's like to be in the Olympics. That's, of course, a dream for many folks, and we're going to be seeing the London Games opening up coming up in July, so we can all look forward to that. But which particular sport would interest you? I got an email here out of Connecticut from Peter in Danbury, Connecticut, and he votes, if he had his wish, he'd like to be an NHL player, and he'd like to be a defenseman. That is the vote from Peter in Danbury, Connecticut. 855-266-5283 is the telephone number. You're listening to America Tonight. My name is Bob Long, and we're also asking you the more difficult question about the economy. And the more difficult question is, what would you do if you were sitting in the seats of Congress or in the White House? Something is going to be done about this economy. What needs to be done to put more people back to work? What needs to be done to bring manufacturing back to the United States? Is it a good thing that we're doing so much business with China and India and some of these other emerging companies, or are we kind of shooting ourselves in the foot? That is the question. The telephone number is 855-266-5283. This is America Tonight.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Hello out there to all the third shift workers and everybody in the realm of driving tractor trailer trucks across the highways and byways of North America. This is America Tonight. My name is Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney. We're kind of talking both serious stuff and not so serious stuff in this hour of the broadcast. I have a couple of poll questions out there about athletes, your favorite athlete or athletes of all time, and also if you could be a professional athlete, which sport would be your choice. We're also talking about the unemployment rate, which right now is at 8.2%, but that doesn't count the literally thousands, if not millions, of people who are unemployed and have stopped looking for work. There are tons out there. What needs to be done to fix this economy? Does it lie in tax cuts? What's your thoughts about bringing more manufacturing back to the U.S.? And what are your thoughts about the role of China and U.S. companies going over there and kind of giving away free technology in exchange for making big bucks off the emerging Chinese economy? Let's go to James first, listening in Connecticut. Hey there, James. Welcome to America Tonight. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Are you listening on WICC?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
What a great radio station.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I have a question and comment, you know, about the economy. We have a high unemployment rate, yet we don't look into, I have nothing against the people, but hiring of illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And here in the United States, there are many companies that are doing it. They're sending employees, they're laying off employees, allowing them to go collect unemployment, and they're filling these jobs with, you know, with illegal immigrants.
Yep.
I mean, how is that helping the economy? That's pushing for every 100 people a company sends to the unemployment office. Doesn't that raise the unemployment rate? Yet these positions are still being filled in these in these companies.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
And no one's looking into that.
No, you're right.
There's been, you know, and there's a finger pointed at the president that you're not helping the job market. But the companies, America's not helping the job market. You know, they're getting, so the tax went up on the people that are making a lot of money. Okay, so how do they replace that money? They let go employees, life of work, yet companies still operating at maximum capacity. Those positions are still being filled. And here goes the unemployment rate goes up. Yep, you say the president's not doing anything about it. I have nothing against the people. I have families that fought and died in the Army, family members, sisters, but my father.
Yep.
And yet, here's the people that, you know, I have, like I say, I have nothing against the people. But they can't vote. They can't go to war. They can't voice their opinions in the community about affairs. Can't take a census. Yet, they're getting the job.
It's not fair, James. Simple as that. I mean, what do you think, if you're in control, if you're in Congress, what would you do about immigration? Would you get rid of all these illegal immigrants? Would you grandfather some of them in? How would you handle it?
It's not getting rid of. I would look at it just like it is. Just like it is. Jobs are being taken away from citizens. Citizens are being pushed to the unemployment poll, where the unemployment rate is going up, yet these jobs are still being filled. I mean, let's look at it just like it is. I mean, so how do you point a finger and say, okay, this president's not doing anything about the unemployment rate? When it's the companies around right here in the United States that's not doing anything to help.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they're going against.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's a big problem, and I personally have a big problem with the salaries that a lot of these companies, you know, now pay their CEOs and such. I mean, if you go back into the 1970s, you know, a CEO of a big company might make $1 million, but when you hear of, you know, some of these CEOs at mid-level companies making multiple millions of dollars, there's definitely something wrong with the equation. You bring up some excellent points, James. Thank you very much for listening on WICC in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Let's go next to Jim, who joins us in Kansas. Hey there, Jim. Welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Though.
Okay, go ahead.
As with the American people, as usual. Back in the 90s, I drove by the Kansas Department of Employment, and they had changed the name. It was then the Department of Human Resources.
Mm.
Now, to me, that really hit hard, because a resource is a thing. A person is a person.
Exactly.
Well, then I got to watching this, and none of the talk shows ever talked about it. Nobody said a word about it. And I couldn't find out anything off the web. So finally, I found it. The congressmen were having trouble answering that question to people. Why are we a resource? I'm sorry, I'm mixing things up there. I've got another thing I want to talk about. Anyway, so the more I found out about it, the fact remains we belong to a corporation. The people of America belong to a corporation as a resource.
Hmm.
Now, a resource has a totally different legal status. If they want to do anything to you in court, they can do it. Because you're a thing. You're a cow to a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And you will do what they tell you. And if they want to put a chip in us, you'll take the chip. If they want to do this, that, you name it, they'll do it to you, because we don't have a say-so anymore. We're not a people. We're a resource.
So
why nobody ever talks about this, I can't figure out.
No,
that's one of the most important things that they've ever done to us.
Yeah, I mean, that's not what this country was built on. It was built on a constitution, and it seems like we've drifted away from a lot of the basics of what this government was based on, the principles of, you know, our forefounders back in 1776 and earlier than that. Jim, what are some of the things that you would do as far as unemployment, as far as immigration, as far as the outsourcing of manufacturing to foreign countries like China? What would be some of the suggestions you would have?
Well, let me get to one other subject here. Obama had to have his birth certificate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big to-do about that.
Oh, yeah.
And then some congressmen could not answer their constituents as to why this was, why he wouldn't show it. So they turned it over to a congressional research committee. And the head of that committee, a big lawyer, came up with a statement. I'd have to turn my computer on to read it to you. But essentially it said in four different places that the federal government does not require any background checks.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Federal government.
Yeah.
Okay. That means the lawyer is definitely calling us a corporate government, not a constitutional government.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the federal is the corporate, and the constitutional government would be a totally different thing.
Yeah, that's
so you wonder why we have unemployment. They're not going to do anything about it.
Mm.
Because a corporation is a live thing. It's a group of people that just keep repeating, you know. If a guy dies, they put another one in.
Yeah.
But the job stays the same, and the job is to make money. And they don't care how.
Yeah, I hear you. You make some excellent points, Jim. Thanks for calling in to America Tonight. Let's move on to Jay joining us in Kentucky. Jay, you're on America Tonight. Thank you very much for dialing us up, and how are you?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. I'm one of Kate's regulars, so it's nice to see you got a little time off, and you're doing a great job filling in.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, I'll touch on your two poll questions first off. I'd say Mike Tyson in his prime was probably my favorite, the way he just destroyed his competition.
Yeah.
If I had to play professional sports, I guess it would have to be golf because it's the most, I mean, I play it now on the weekends for fun. So if I could do it professionally and get paid for doing it, I guess that would be all the more better.
Absolutely.
As far as the economy goes.
Yep.
There's some simple fixes that could actually be done. The corporate tax for one. I mean, the problems all started as far as unions and so forth back when in the Clinton administration during the free trade agreement.
Mm-hmm.
That allowed all these companies to pack up and move these factories to Mexico instead of paying the almost $20 an hour in full medical and all that. They get to move these plants to Mexico and open them up and pay them a couple dollars an hour to make the same product. Right now, the number one most American-made car in the United States, I'm talking American-made, is the Toyota Camry. That says something when you have GM, Ford, and Chrysler, and the number one American-made car is a Toyota Camry. That says a lot about this country right now.
It does.
What I would do to fix this, it could boil down to corporate tax and welfare reform.
All right, hold that thought. Hold on. We'll hold you through the break, and we'll take more calls. We would love to hear from you. How would you fix the present-day economy here, the problems facing us, unemployment, immigration? It's all on the table here on America Tonight, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. Spelled AlkaVision.com. Or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Welcome back.
Bad to the bone.
Hello to all you third shift workers out there. Hope you're doing okay. Hope you can join us via the phone lines here at 855-266-5283. Matt, our producer, was just telling me that the Toyota Camry plant down in Lexington, Kentucky, the workers there getting off their shift, there are quite often callers into the broadcast, so we would love to hear from you guys, because on the line with us right now is Jay in Kentucky, and he is making the point that the number one selling car here in America, made in America, is the Toyota Camry. And Jay, reiterate your point one more time about the problem with that.
You still with me?
Yeah, I sure am. So you have...
All right. I'm having trouble hearing you, but at least I'm getting through, so let me just run through this real quick.
Sure.
The welfare reform, what the problem with welfare is, every time someone pops a kid out, they give them more money.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody who just had a kid that's on welfare. Their hospital bill was $5 for the television.
Wow.
There you are. Okay, and I'm sure the cost of that childbirth was, you know, roughly $20,000 to $25,000 to the American taxpayer.
Exactly.
Now, every time someone pops a kid out, they get more in welfare. So their incentive is not to find work, but to have more kids.
Right.
If they start them out at say $1,500 a month for a married couple that's unemployed and needing welfare. Take away $200 every time they have a kid. Make them thrive to have an idea. You know, you take money away from them every time they have a kid, then they're not going to want to reproduce a burden on society. That's number one. Number two, corporate taxes. Corporate taxes, if you hire, let's say, you open up a corporation and you hire more than 1,000 people, you should be tax exempt. If you hire more than 700 people, you only pay 10% tax. If you have more than 500 people working for you, maybe you only pay 15% tax.
Mm-hmm.
That would inspire corporations to do more hiring and get to that goal of 1,000 employees to where they wouldn't have any corporate tax. And sooner or later, this country would have more jobs than people to fill it. And when that happens, the wages go up. And one other thing is the cost of fuel. Diesel, number one cost problem. Just to get groceries to market, look at the price of bread and the price of milk right now.
Mm-hmm. Very high.
That is the price of diesel. Right now, I drive a truck. I'm an owner-operator. And I spend roughly $2,600 or more a week just in my fuel costs. And that gets passed on to the consumer. If the president was wanting people to go back to work, he'd lift these stupid moratoriums, because I think they're ignorant, and let's use the resources available to the United States of America, and let's quit depending on these foreigners for our oil, for our everyday needs. Let's bring gas prices down, fuel costs down, to where trucks can deliver goods at a reasonable price that would lower the cost of goods all across America, and it would inspire more hiring, because these companies that are producing things have to pay these fuel costs and the fuel surcharges. I mean, there's just a list of things that I would do if I was in politics.
Well, you bring out some really good points, and you're right about diesel fuel. I mean, today's diesel technology is so much better than the diesel technology of 20 years ago. It's clean, it's powerful, and, you know, more and more cars, in my opinion, should be sold here in the U.S. diesel-powered, because it really is a solution. And also CNG-certified natural gas-powered vehicles, which can be converted from normal internal combustion gasoline engines. That also is something that reportedly the United States has more than 150 years worth of supply, but we don't hear a whole lot of talk about that either.
Right, right. Well, hey, it's good talk to you. Enjoy the show, bud.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. We'd love to hear from more folks as we continue to talk about the economy, the woes of the country. The unemployment rate is up there, as we know. And, you know, I don't know about your personal business, but my personal business has been off significantly. I'm making about one quarter of what I made some 2 years ago, and I'm working way more hours. How about you? How is it sitting with you? What do you think about the unemployment rate? What do you think about the illegal immigrant problem in this country? It is a big one, and as one of our callers pointed out, there are many companies out there, big and small, that do on a regular basis hire illegals. They have jokes. Sometimes you'll hear comedians talking about, you know, agents running into a store yelling INS, and the store completely empties between the customers and the people working there. I can see it. I mean, there are some areas here of my state, Massachusetts, in which I know for a fact there are a lot of illegals or people here on visas that seem to get extension after extension, and it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And another thing to me that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, like one of our callers brought up too, is the fact that, you know, if you're a small business owner and you're having to pay for your own health insurance, you have to pay through the nose. I mean, for a family, you know, a policy can be anywhere from, you know, $1,000 to $2,000 a month, and that's just for a basic policy for a family. And you can't be without it, because God knows, we all know, if you go into the hospital for just a minor thing, it's big dollars. And unless you've got substantial savings, and most of us do not, you know, myself included, we can't afford not to have health insurance. But why is it that, you know, people who come to this country as immigrants automatically go on welfare, automatically get free health insurance and such? Another thing, going back into my own childhood and dealing, my parents were older, just as I am an older dad to my daughter. One thing that always upsets me, and I'm venting here on the radio, so pardon me, but you know, it's the American dream to own a house. It's the American dream to work and put some money in the bank. Why is it that when you're older and you get sick, You have to basically, if your house is paid for, you've got to basically sell your house and liquidate all of your assets, and eventually you'll go on Medicaid, whereas the individual who lived an irresponsible life and, you know, bought a brand new Cadillac every year and went around the world 1,000 times and never owned a house or had very little equity in a house and had no savings, you know, that person is going to be in the next bed in the hospital on Medicaid immediately. It's not fair. There's something wrong with that system, along with many other systems out there in the policymakers here of the United States. There's lots of things wrong. What are your opinions about the way we can fix some of these things? What would you do to help bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S.? What would you do to help bring the unemployment rate down? How would you deal with the illegal immigrant problem here in the U.S.? What do you think? I mean, if you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if you're an independent, this kind of cuts across, you know, all boundaries, because it seems like the middle class is shrinking. I mean, when I was growing up, the middle class was the bread and butter of America. There were always wealthy people, and there were always people who were poor. But the vast majority of Americans were just that, middle class, working people, good people who worked and saved and, you know, hopefully sent their kids to college and did the right thing. Now it seems like you're either extraordinarily rich or you're on the government payroll as a person getting welfare or subsidies or whatever you want to call it from the government. The middle class is definitely shrinking, and I think it's a serious problem for the United States. What's your opinion? The telephone number we would love to hear from you here on America Tonight, toll free from anywhere across the land as we go into the next hour of the broadcast. We'll be taking your calls at our regular number, so do not be a stranger. Dial us up, and when we come back on the other side, we will take more of your calls, and we're going to have more fun. That's all coming up right here on America Tonight.
Oh, man. Talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
It's so boring, man.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.